Hello, welcome to step 4 of my recovery, love addiction recovery program. What I would like to talk to you about today in this program is the chemicals that are released in the body when we're experiencing passionate attraction, loving too much, or a fixation or obsession or any part of love addiction. But we're going to just concentrate at the moment on the highs of love addiction. This is the positive side. This isn't the downside. This isn't the bit about rejection. This isn't the bit about the trauma or the love withdrawal or anxious attachment. This is at the core of falling in love. And falling in love releases a whole range of chemicals. And what I want to say before I even begin, that's why many people say that when we fall in love, we're not talking about the anxiety or anything at the moment, when we fall in love, we makes us feel so vital and so alive. Anything's possible. We feel motivated. We feel inspired. We feel creative and have an absolute abundance of energy. So let's just go through some of these chemicals that are released in the body when we feel an attraction for someone. By the way, much of this has been scientifically proven, like literally with brain activity and frequency of two people that desire one another, monitored, you know, rather like the monitors that go on people, you know, to check heart rates and everything. And it's absolutely proven that when two people desire one another, the frequency will go up, down, up, and it will keep going up, and they are literally oozing with pleasure chemicals. And just the look of somebody's face, or the smell of somebody's scent, or the touch of somebody's skin, or the feel of someone, or even the sound of somebody's voice. I worked a while with somebody that had an extremely intense crush on somebody that come from Ireland, and just the sound of his voice set these reaction off in her body. So as you can see here, one of the main ones I would say is oxytocin. Oxytocin is present in mothers in pregnancy and also when she's breastfeeding. And that's why a lot of people, women when they're pregnant, they're told that they look vibrant and alive and full of radiance and very warm. And so the oxytocin, when two people are deeply in love with one another, they are actually being, you know, oxytocin is being released through the body, particularly in making love. Or for people that are in love addiction, so unrequited love, when this is going on, they might, for instance, a lot of fantasies can be releasing the oxytocin, which of course reinforces the feeling, the flooding out of chemicals in the body, and it reinforces the passionate intensity of love and desire and lust and attraction. The other chemical that's released through the body when we feel in a state of euphoria, ecstatic love, when we feel a deep, deep attraction for someone, is dopamine. And as we all know, dopamine is released when we run and do exercises, or for some people that like going to the gym, that's why they go, because it actually gets the dopamine running through their bodies. And again that is an anti-anxiety chemical along with oxytocin. So it's a very calming happy feeling. We all call them feel-good hormones. So this isn't to be argued with, a lot to give up. So once again, I want to reiterate that even though this isn't a literal drug addiction or alcohol addiction or any other kind of addiction, this is what makes love addiction so passionate attraction, so very, very hard to break, because we actually are being flooded out with all sorts of chemicals, love chemicals. The other one, of course, is adrenaline. We all know what adrenaline is produced in the body, particularly through fight and flight. But in love addiction, adrenaline is that feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm going to go and see him or her. And you want to dress up and you want to look beautiful. Or if you're a man, you want to look handsome, and your belly rumbles and you're nervous and you're all geared up. And here is all of the cocktail of emotions that are going on when we fall in love with somebody and experience this deep attraction. So far, that's oxytocin, dopamine, and adrenaline. Now, the last one, sorry, I think there's two more, is serotonin. And as you all know, I'm sure, is that serotonin is one of the main uplifting chemicals that is in an antidepressant. They call it uplifted, serotonin uplifters. And so if one has a crush or an infatuation, or you feel deeply attracted to someone, you can absolutely feel your body's chemicals changing. And it's no wonder that people do begin to go off food and lose weight. So far, this little bit of it is perhaps the most positive side to it, but for some it can be short-lived. Finally, the last chemical that's produced in the body when we're experiencing love addiction, passionate attraction, loving too much, is vasopressin. And vasopressin has a very similar outcome to all the above, but mainly works on the central immune system and actually is a calming agent. It again is a feel-good chemical. So all of these chemicals together can produce, even chemically alone, a cocktail of ecstatic love and euphoria. And I hope even from this one step that we're talking about today, out of them all, you're already gaining an in-depth knowledge of what is actually happening to you when you're experiencing some of these, you know, erratic, excessive feelings. What I want to mention here is that these hormones, and this is absolutely key, what I'm trying to explain, these hormones turn on the central reward centers in the brain that flood us with calm and happiness chemicals. And that is a proven scientific fact. So that if you're in the grips of love addiction or love withdrawal, just try to stand back. Just for a moment, while you're hearing my voice and listening to what I'm saying, and say to yourself, okay, this is what I'm experiencing, and put that in a metaphoric basket there. Imagine a basket. Imagine it draped with either red velvet or your favorite color, electric blue, emerald green, whatever color you want. And pick these chemicals up and begin to put them there. Why am I doing this? So that I get you to disidentify with some of these things which you blame yourself for, which you may feel shameful about, which render you vulnerable and powerless. I'm saying that there's a reason for some of this, yeah? Well, quite a lot of it, but this metaphoric basket exercise is a very powerful exercise to put bits in that you don't need to take on and assimilate into yourself, so that you get caught up in self-blame, self-abhorrence, self-hatred, and begin to hate yourself for feeling so weak and powerless. So please, now, I want you just to close your eyes and imagine that you are putting these chemicals one by one into your own little Pandora's box. And at the end, we're going to put a little top on it. Under this box, this basket, we're going to put a top on it so that you can come back to reality and understand what's happening in your body when you're facing some of these most intolerable and overwhelming feelings of loss, sadness, and grief. Thank you. So that's the end of step four. So I look forward to seeing you again in step five. Thank you. And I hope you've got something from this part of the recovery program.